朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
而腓立教会也是保罗回应马其顿的呼声在欧洲建立的第一个教会。
And the church in Philippi was in fact the first church that Paul established after following the Macedonian call.
同时我们也知道腓立比教会是个非常好的教会。
At the same time we know that the church in Philippi was a really, really good church.
也是一直忠心参与支持保罗宣教事工的这样一个教会。
And they continued to take part in and support Paul's sharing of the gospel.
那我们今天呢想和大家一起来分享腓立比书计划到第一节第十一节，但是我们肯定讲不完。
So I'd like to share today Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11, but I certainly won't be able to cover all of that material.
我们先看一到六节。
First, I'd like to look at verses 1 through 6.
首先我们来看一看保罗给教会的这个问候。
First, let's see how Paul asks how the Philippian church is doing.
保罗说写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事。
First says to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons.
那么刚才我们已经讲到这个腓立比教会是在欧洲建立的第一间教会。
Now we've already mentioned that the church in Philippi was the first church established in Minor Asia.
而我们也曾经提过去到马其顿建立欧洲的教会是很特别的一个经历。
And we've mentioned before that following the Macedonian call and going and establishing those churches was a very unique experience.
因为本来他们在小亚细亚这个地方讲道，在亚细亚讲道。
Because previously they were in Asia.
圣灵是禁止他们在亚细亚讲道。
And the Holy Spirit prohibited them from continuing to share there.
那么在这个时候第九节使徒行传十六章第九节就讲到有一个异象向保罗显现了。
So here in Acts chapter 16, it records this vision that was given to Paul.
有一个马其顿人就站着求他说请你到马其顿来帮助我们。
So there was a Macedonian who stood before him asking him to come and help them in Macedonia.
我们知道这个马其顿在这个伯罗奔尼撒半岛在希腊的上面是在欧洲。
And so we know that Macedonia is next to the Byzantine area, it's just north of Greece, it's in Europe.
那么保罗见了这个异象他就想到说这是神在呼召我们传福音给那里的人去听。
And when Paul saw this vision, he realizes, oh, this is the Holy Spirit telling us to go and share the gospel there.
好我们要在这里来考考大家因为我们原来的讲道已经讲过。
So here we have to test everyone, because we've talked about this before.
今天大过年的。
We're celebrating Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year.是不是圣灵就不要他们在 Asia 亚洲讲道
？Why would it be that? How could it be that the Holy Spirit did not want them to share the gospel in Asia?
是不是圣灵就看在欧洲的那些人就比在亚洲的这些人更重要一点
？Was God just thought that those in Europe were more important than those in Asia?
是不是啊？我们继续，我们翻译的继续，你看我们俩讲的不太一样。弟兄们是这样子吗？我们曾经讲过，很重要很重要的，我们在解经的时候，千万千万千万不要把今天的意思解到当时圣经里面去。我们讲没讲过
？So we said before, we have to remember that the terms do not have the same meaning that they have today. Let's not confuse this Asia with our Asia.
啊，此亚细亚非彼亚细亚。
This Asia is not that Asia, or Asia and Asia Minor are not the same.
那当时在圣经当中的这个亚细亚。就是指的土耳其半岛上的小小的那个罗马帝国的亚细亚行省。
So Asia, as it is used there, is referencing a piece of Turkey that was called Asia at that time.
和今天我所说的这个亚洲啊，一直到西伯利亚，一直到远东，一直到日本、韩国等等这些地方，印度、南亚，完全不一样。
It's completely different from the continent of Asia that we talked about today that extends all the way to Korea and Russia and India.
所以我们千万不要用这个地方圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道就带入到今天把我们今天意思带进去。
So it's important when we see that God did not want them to share the gospel in Asia, not that we not confuse that with the continent of Asia that we speak of today.
那我们再进一步说 后来圣灵有没有继续带领使徒在亚细亚当时的亚细亚讲道？
Furthermore, it is worth looking to see if God continued to have the apostles share the gospel in Asia Minor.
有没有？哪里找来证据？哎，对了，启示录里面那七教会，七个金灯台，全都是亚细亚的教会啊。
And so if we look in Revelation and you look at the seven churches there, the seven golden lampstands, those were all churches in Asia Minor. So clearly the gospel continued to be spread in Asia Minor.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们讲到同心合意兴旺福音。
Today we talk about, with one heart and one soul sharing the gospel.
令人归主。
Bringing people to Christ.
你知道今天呢，我不知道大家有没有听过，在教会里面，尤其华人教会当中有一个叫做传回耶路撒冷运动。
I'm sure some of you have heard of the Return to Jerusalem movement.
Back to Jerusalem, 啊，那我很尊敬的一些长辈。
I very much respect, my elders.
那么非常，非常的推崇这样一个传回耶路撒冷运动。
Those who very much support this movement.
那么也有一些我们华人教会界的老长辈，他们对这个传回耶路撒冷运动有些更深的思考。
And then there are also some, older pastors in Asia who have thought about this movement a little bit more.
这个传回耶路撒冷运动在讲什么呢？
What does it mean to try to return to Jerusalem or go back to Jerusalem?
这不是从这个圣灵不许他们在亚细亚讲道，然后就是福音传到欧洲，就看到好像福音围着地球这样往西边走转一圈。
It's saying that, oh, after they did not share the gospel in Asia, then they just continued moving west, and it's as if the gospel circumnavigated the globe traveling west.
福音到了欧洲，后来欧洲就成为整个福音运动的中心。
So the gospel first went to Europe, and then for a while Europe was the center of, sharing the gospel.
然后继续往西，跨过大西洋，就来到北美，咱们这里。
And so then it continued to move to the west, it went over the Atlantic, and then came to North America.
整个北美成为福音宣教的中心。
And then for a while, North America became the center for gospel sharing.
然后继续往西，跨过太平洋。
And it continued to move to the west, and it went across the Pacific Ocean.
到哪里？
Where did it go?
到了亚洲、啊、
And it arrived back in what we now call Asia.
特别是前几十年的这个韩国。
Especially in the last few decades, it arrived in,
福音复兴运动。
There was a huge revival there.
今天在中国大陆有许多的，特别前些年，许多的韩国宣教士。
And now in China, there are many, many Korean missionaries.
我知道有的韩国宣教士，他们精神非常令人感动。
I know that, many of those Korean missionaries, they really are very encouraging.
他们忘我的服饰，说我们好像像一根火柴。
And they say we are like a burning coal.
中国这十三四亿人口像一大堆的柴火。
The 1.3, 1.4 billion people in China are like, a huge pile of firewood.
我们要把它点燃。
And we want to set them on fire.
为主燃烧，为主发热。
That they may be on fire for Christ.
那今天在中国有很大的归主运动。
And right now in China there is a great revival.
虽然现在面临很多挑战，但我们相信神都有神的美意。
Even though at the moment they're encountering a lot of challenges, we believe that is all part of God's plan.
那么到上个世纪三四十年代的时候。
Now,
上个世纪、
oh,
三四十年代。
In the last, century, in the 30s and 40s.
那么我们很多的华人、在这样一个福音大复兴、山东大复兴等等这复兴当中信了主。
And as we saw all of these, huge revivals,That led to many people coming to Christ.
他们知道我们要继续的去传教、宣教。
Realizing that we must continue to share the gospel.
所以呢，我们要继续再往西传。
That we're going to continue to move west.
所以大家知道西北灵工团、赵新门牧师等等很多的这些前辈的同工。
So you know that many of the, former missionaries and former missionary organizations.
正好赶上四十年代末中国变迁那个时候。
Just right before the 40s when there was a change of power in China.
你去读他们的见证，你真的会非常的受感动。
When you read their testimonies, they really are incredibly moving.
那么很多人默默的就被埋葬在新疆的大漠当中。
There are many of them that ended up, passing away in Tibet.
为主受苦，为主殉道。
Where they suffered for Christ and many of them were martyred.
那就是要把福音再继续往西传，因为中国再往西，大部分都是回教国家、伊斯兰教国家。
Because they wanted to continue to share the gospel to the west, because if you move west of China,For the most part, those are Muslim countries.
所以这个传回耶路撒冷运动就讲说，这个白人西方人啊去给穆斯林传教呢，不太 work.
So the gist of the Back to Jerusalem movement is that, when Caucasians try to share the gospel in Muslim countries, it usually doesn't work very well.
啊，因为这个伊斯兰教国家和这个这个西方人呢，很不对付的。
Because most Muslim majority nations have been at odds with most Western countries.
哎，那么所以像回教国家传福音是最后一棒，也是最艰难的，现在交在我们中国人的手上了。
So essentially, the last remaining stronghold that the gospel still needs to be shared with is the Muslim majority nations, and that has been handed over to the Chinese.
把这些回教国家，我们再把福音传遍，然后下一步福音就传回耶路撒冷了。
And so, if we can share the gospel across the Middle East, well, then the gospel will finally return to Jerusalem.
那福音传到耶路撒冷，那时候主就回来了。
And once that's accomplished, well, then the Lord will return.
福音绕着地球走一圈。
Because the gospel has been spread across the globe.
那这样一个讲法呢，确实是让我们会很激动。
So this kind of an approach, this kind of a narrative, will give us a great deal of emotional fervor.
也会对我们华人。这样一个宣教运动产生很大的激励。
It also greatly encourages gospel sharing amongst the Chinese church.
但是有一点我们要注意的。
But we have to pay attention to one note.
我们可以，我们也应该把福音传给回教国家，传到耶路撒冷去。
We absolutely should share the gospel with the Muslim majority countries all the way across Jerusalem.
但是请大家注意，在圣经当中确实从来没有讲过说我们只是。就这样只能够往西一直传一圈这
样回来。It's worth noting that nowhere in scripture does it say that the gospel is going to travel westward around the globe.
还有一点圣经当中也没有说像回教国家传福音的责任只落在我们中国人的肩头上面。
And nowhere in the Bible does it say that sharing the gospel with the Muslim majority nations is primarily the responsibility of the Chinese church.
今天在伊斯兰教国家有很多西方宣教士。
Today in the Muslim majority countries, there are many, many Western missionaries.
今天的耶路撒冷在以色列也有许多的宣教士。
And there are also many missionaries in Jerusalem.
福音都在那里传。
And the gospel is being spread there.
那如果我们回到圣经，圣经里面更讲，我们要把福音遍传，我们要把福音之传到地极。
And what Scripture says is that we need to share the gospel to the ends of the earth.
向普世人传福音的这个任务是交给普世的基督徒的。
So the responsibility of sharing the gospel with everyone on earth is given to all the churches on earth.
这叫同心合意，兴旺福音。
This is with one heart and one mind working for the proclamation of the gospel.
所以说二十世纪这个传福音是美国人的世纪，二十一世纪传福音就是中国人的世纪，这样的讲法我们也要注意。
So the saying that the 20th century was America's missionary century, and then the 21st century will be the Chinese missionary century. Well, we still have to be careful with that.
好，我们继续往下来看。
Let's continue to look.
那么在这里呢，在这个问候当中，使徒保罗问候腓立比的众圣徒。
So in this initial greeting, the Apostle Paul is greeting the church in Philippi.
那我们知道，我们所有这些圣徒有在地位上成圣，还有一个在行为上成圣。
And so we know the believers they have a sanctification or are made holy in status and then also made holy in action.
在地位上我们已经成圣了。
In terms of our status, we are already holy.
但是在我们的行为上面我们还差得很远。
In terms of our action, in terms of our behavior, we still have a long way to go.
这个地方讲过我们不用再去多讲。
So we've spoken about this before, there's no need to go over it again.
这就是一个已经上位的关系。
This is a question of,
already and not yet.
Yeah, already and not yet.
那么我们要特别提出来的就是在这个问候当中和很多使徒保罗其他的书信呢有一点不同就是他不仅问候教会的众圣徒他还有一句问候教会的监督和指示。
There's something interesting here that the Apostle Paul does not only ask after the saints in Philippi but also specifically the overseers and deacons.
这是在很多其他的这个保罗书信当中都没有的。
Most of the Pauline epistles don't also ask about the overseers and deacons.
啊、不是说以弗所教会哥林多教会其他教会的监督指示就不重要。
It's not that the overseers and deacons in the other churches weren't important.
但是值得我们思想的是腓立比书这卷书很特别。
But it's worth allowing us to consider that the book of Philippians is very special.
腓立比教会是被保罗常常夸奖的一个教会。
The Philippian church was a church that the Paul regularly complimented.
这个教会的领袖团体同心合意这样一种榜样的服事是非常的重要。
The leadership of the Church of Philippi was working together and was a very good example and this was tremendously important.
也不是说腓立比教会里面就没有问题。
It's not that there were no problems in the Church of Philippi.
你看腓立比书第四章那里就讲了。
in Philippians 4 it is recorded.
在这个教会里面有两位的同工女同工。
But there were two female co-workers there.
啊，我们看这个和合本的翻译啊，千万不要被他这个给误导了。那个有阿爹啊。
So let's not be deceived by the translation of the Chinese Union version.
我们这个和合本啊，因为新约呢是这个清末翻译的啊，这个旧约是明初翻译的。
So the New Testament was translated quite a while ago.
你现在这个用词呢很不一样。
And so some of the terms are a little different than they were.
然后姐妹叫有阿爹，好像有阿的爸爸。
So it sounds like Yodia was the father of Yoda.
然后一个弟兄叫尼哥底母，好像是尼哥的妈妈。
And so it sounds like Nicodemus was the mother of Nicodemus.
有阿爹、寻租机都是姐妹。
So Yodia and Syntyche were both sisters.
保罗在这里说，我求你这真实同父一个其他的同工来帮助劝告这两位的女同工。
So it says, I urge you, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel.
因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
Because they too have labored with me in the gospel.
他们都与保罗一起来同心的服侍，但是这两位姐妹没有办法同心服侍。
So they have all served together with Paul, but these two sisters were not able to serve together.
在教会当中若是领袖强
If the leadership is strong in the church,
领袖合一团结
If the leadership is of one heart and one mind,
领袖彰显爱心
If the leadership displays love,
领袖在主的真道上站立得稳
If the leadership stands firm in the truth,
领袖们的服事有这个榜样的力量
If the leadership serves in a way that is exemplary,
整个教会被带动起来
The entire church will be led together.
那另一方面，如果是这个教会领袖松懈
At the same time, if leadership in the church is weak,
领袖不合一
and if they're not of one heart,
领袖们在服事上不能够起到榜样的作用
and if they do not serve in a fashion that can be an example,
那个教会也是一盘散沙
and the entire church suffers for it.
保罗在这里特别问候腓立比教会的监督和执事们
Here, Paul specifically asks after the overseers and deacons.
给我们看到教会特别蒙福，其中我们不说唯一的一个 fact, 但其中很重要的。
It lets us see that a major factor in whether or not a church is blessed.
我记得多年以前那时候我刚到 Rochester 那边去职场。
I remember many years ago when I had just arrived in Rochester to establish a church there.
那么就遇到一位牧师。
And I came across a pastor there.
然后呢一到在纽约上周啊一到冬天是常常的是下雪的。
Now you know in upstate New York, as soon as it's winter time, it's constantly snowing.
所以在那边呢是比较特别我们是这个一到冬天呢很少这个教会要关门因为天气原因因为天气关门你就基本一直关了就没法开了
And so up there in upstate New York it's very rare to actually not have church because of the weather because if you did that you wouldn't have church all winter
但是这个道路上面撒盐啊铲雪啊北方做的比这里要强得多
But when it comes to salting the roads and plowing the roads it was much much better up north than it is down here
然后有一位牧师，一个老牧师，他就讲，他说我们这个教会啊
，So there's this older pastor who said, "Hey, our church."
他说我们这些执事们特别的棒。
Man, the deacons here are so impressive.
就是其他人不来教会，只要有需要，那些执事们都来教会，他就夸张的说，不然下雪下刀子都来。
And he said, "Oh man, these deacons, even if no one else can make it to church, doesn't matter if it's snowing snowflakes or not, they're going to make it here."
弟兄姊妹，在一月份的时候。我们教会有两个礼拜我们曾经转向线上没有这个现场的聚会。
Now in January there were 2 weeks when we had online instead of in-person gathering.
但是当时我们确实有这个特殊的天气的原因。
And there was some pretty significant weather related reasons for that.
那么呢我也知道有些弟兄姊妹非常的舍不得。
And I know that some brothers and sisters were like, oh, we're very disappointed.
但是可能我们有弟兄姊妹不了解的是
But what some brothers and sisters don't understand,
我们教会们的同工指示
that the co-workers and deacons in our church,
在头一天礼拜六还在下冰的时候
that on that Saturday while it was still sleeting,
他们就来到教会
they still came to church.
敬拜团队也在这里好像练习或者是这个春晚的练习
the worship team was still here practicing.
大家就在已经在这我们的停车场啊这个走道上撒盐大家今天进来看到了
People were already spreading salt on the sidewalk in the parking lot.
他们自己冒着危险，然后一路来回给大家探路。
And so they were at their own risk, checking how the roads were and preparing things.
一边开着车还一边这个录这个 video， 哪录的这个 video？
Driving while recording。
然后我们看到这个路况，而且我们的执事他自己在这个路上开车的时候还打滑两次。
But when we saw the conditions of the road, then one of the deacons on his way back ended up spinning out twice.
开着这个 SUV， 然后坡还上不去。
And driving the SUV wasn't able to make it up a hill.
就是这样呢。我们一起在主的面前商量，我们看到同工们，这是为着我们弟兄姊妹们。
And so, because of this, in prayer, and we saw what the coworkers were doing.
万一如果有人开车的时候，这黑冰很厉害，一打滑，然后容易出危险。
For fear that someone was coming and they hit black ice, which is really dangerous, that would be bad.
但是我们同工们的行动已经证明，我们的教会的、我们的监督、我们的执事，他们真是肯摆上。
But the co-workers' actions had already shown how willing the leadership here was to sacrifice.
保罗为腓立比教会的这个感恩。
Paul's thankfulness for the church in Philippi.
他说我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
He says, I give thanks in my every remembrance of you.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And that in my every prayer with joy for you.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
For from the first day even until now, you are co-laborers with me in proclamation of the gospel.
那么这个同心合意这个字，如果我们看英文的翻译，我们也晓得是 for your fellowship in the gospel.
So we see in English that it says it is fellowship.
这就是我们平时常用的团契这个词 a fellowship.
This is similar to a Bible study fellowship.
就是希腊文的 koinonia， 我们也常常听过，在教会里面常听过。
It is in Greek, it is koinonia, which we hear often from the pulpit.
有的时候有的这个教会直接就自己就叫 koinonia fellowship.
Sometimes you'll see a church or a fellowship called the koinonia fellowship.
我们今天一起同领圣餐，也是这个词 communion， 同一个词。
When the Greek term for communion is also koinonia.
那么和合本的翻译呢，是它里面的这个意思深入意思把它翻译出来，是同心合意。
So the Chinese.Union version translates the meaning of that saying in one heart and one mind.
那么从本意上来说，就是我们在福音里面的这样一个团契。
Now, if you just look at the literal meaning, it is literally a fellowship of the gospel.
那这样一个同心合意，这样一个团契，至少我们看到有三重的团契。
Now we can see that there are at least three kinds of fellowship.
第一个是我们彼此同心合意。
One is that our fellowship with each other.
我们在传福音的这个事工上面，我们彼此有一个极密切的连结相交。
In our sharing of the gospel together, we have a very close fellowship with each other.
因为我们晓得传福音不能够是单打独斗。
Because we understand that sharing the gospel is not a one-man affair.
那第二点就是保罗在这里说，我感谢你们在福音上的团契，是与保罗一起在传福音的事工上面的团契相交。
And then the second one is the fellowship of them with Paul in the gospel.
保罗传福音到哥林多到很多的地方。
When Paul is going to Colossae and elsewhere to share the gospel.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。